From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The main ballroom at the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center had 1,500 chairs set up Thursday night for the public hearing on the PolyMet Copper Mine project. Nearly all of them were taken. According to the Duluth News Tribune, another 100 or so people stood along the back wall for more than 2 hours of public testimony on the Supplemental Joint Environmental Impact Statement, the environmental review document. The hearing, the first of three, was hosted by the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and the U.S. Forest Service, the regulatory agencies that ultimately will decide if the environmental review is officially adequate or not. The audience appeared roughly split evenly, with half saying the science is sound and the project is ready to go ahead, but half saying that too many questions loom unanswered. PolyMet wants to build Minnesota's first copper mining operation just north of Hoyt Lakes, an open-pit mine and processing center that also would produce nickel, gold, platinum, palladium, and other valuable minerals. The project would create about 300 jobs for about 20 years, with the possibility of another 60 jobs if a secondary processing plant is built in the future. But critics say the threat of acidic mine runoff, along with sulfate and heavy metal water pollution, is too great. They say the project could require water treatment for centuries after the mine is played out, spoiling local waters and leaving taxpayers to pay for the cleanup. Governor Mark Dayton has proposed $986 million in state-backed construction projects, from civic center upgrades to college campuses. Dayton outlined his wish list on Wednesday. His plan heads to the legislature, which will craft its own proposal. Supermajorities are needed to pass it because it involves state borrowing. The biggest single project on Dayton's list is $126 million to complete the restoration of the state capitol. Higher education construction is the largest category, consuming $233 million of the plan. But there are also projects sought by local communities, such as money for convention centers in Mankato, Rochester, and St. Cloud, two Cook County projects, further bonding for the Lutzen Waterline project, and the local heating project are not on Dayton's list. A company looking to dig a huge iron mine near Mellon is complaining state regulators want too much information on its plans to take bulk mineral samples. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says Gogebic Taconite needs certain permissions for the sampling, including a stormwater permit and an air permit exemption. DNR regulators asked the company for more information on the process last month. The agency on Monday released a January 8th letter Gogebic Taconite engineer Timothy Mayer wrote in response. Mayer complained the DNR's questions go beyond what's needed for a stormwater permit and an air permit exemption. He still provided the information, but noted he was doing it only to move the process forward. WTIP's Kelly Schoenfelder has this story.
A proposal to ship oil on Lake Superior out of the Twin Ports has been delayed for now. Elkhorn Industries applied for a permit this fall with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. They sought permission to rehabilitate a loading dock in the Superior port, which would be the first step in creating a new complex for the purpose of shipping oil across the Great Lakes. The permit was dismissed by the Wisconsin DNR in late December, and they ordered a comprehensive environmental assessment for the project before it can proceed.
Wisconsin DNR dismissed the permit application without prejudice. In other words, the company can reapply, and they told the company that they needed more information, essentially, that when the company does reapply, they'll need to go through the environmental assessment process, which is a much broader look at it and determines whether they actually need to take the next step, which would be an environmental impact statement. This still won't be a decision about whether or not anyone will ever ship oil on Lake Superior. But they'll be looking at least for this one particular project at the whole picture there.
Andrew Slade is the Northeast Program Coordinator for the Minnesota Environmental Partnership. He says the proposed project has groups like his concerned about the potential implications for the lakes.
What's new about this, too, is that now this could be shipping in addition to sort of regular light crude coming out of the Bakken oil fields. It could also be carrying tar sands oils out of the Alberta tar sands. You know, one is the potential for spills either at the terminal site or, of course, in the open waters of Lake Superior. Anything that's happening with these tar sands oils now is breaking new ground in terms of both policy and sort of our capacity on the ground to deal with these things. And so It's important that we don't just let these things slip through, that we look at the implications for sort of in this new world of shipping this fairly sludgy and toxic material.
You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.